Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Brian Eisenhower, and I'm here to talk to you about real estate administrative assistant training. You know, whether you be a solo real estate agent, you know, hiring your first administrative assistant, or you're the leader of a real estate team, bringing on another administrative assistant, or you're an administrative assistant yourself who is bringing on a second assistant for you, and you're moving into that administrative manager role. You know, you could be a broker owner of a real estate brokerage that's bringing on an administrative assistant to help you and help the agents focus more on sales and handle a little bit more of the assistant work. Or you might be that assistant that was just hired. Either way, getting good training to quickly get into the role is really the key here. So I think it's really important we take a look at, you know, what is the best way to train a real estate assistant. I think to do that, what I'm gonna do is open up some of our tools here at Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting and show you some of those as a way. And I don't think, you know, you don't necessarily need these, although I think it helps. That'll kind of give you a good systematic way to be training administrative assistants or any administrative staff member in the world. To do that, I'm gonna turn my screen around and show you a few of the things on my computer that might help us out there. And I'm going to take you into our coaching platform right now and take you into one of our clients' files here. You can see here, when we are coaching, and we do have administrative assistant coaches that coach administrative, and we can kind of track their progress for both their real estate team, for the agent's production levels and growth over time, with notes, and hold them accountable to everything that they need to in their real estate business. You can see we have an admin course that sets up all of the administrative systems of a real estate team or a real estate agent's business. And if we come into one of the administrative systems folders, you can see we've got quite a few different documents and files they can use. And one of these is called the listing and closing checklist here. And this is a really important one. And in the interest of time, I'm just going to kind of pull an example of that up for you. And you can see this is the buyer closing checklist here, the buyer closing checklist. But if we look down at the bottom of the screen, you can see that there's actually four tabs down here: a pre-listing checklist, a listing to contract checklist, a seller closing checklist, and then finally, what we have open right now is the buyer closing checklist. Let's start with the pre-listing checklist, however. And you can see with the pre-listing checklist, here's a lot of administrative functions that happen before an agent goes on a listing appointment to get ready for that first listing appointment. We even got the days prior to the appointment and very, very detailed steps all the way through. And then when we go from listing to contract, it's a little bit bigger, right? So now we've got the listing agreement signed. The administrative assistant does their introduction call to the sellers, which is kind of neat there too. We've got a full checklist for that. That is really nice. And that is here. This is your assistant's first call checklist and everything they should be calling when they call the seller to introduce themselves right after the listing's taken. All the questions they should ask about showing, lockbox, communication preferences, going through what to expect from you, the agents, different preferred vendors for inspections, things like that, closing notes. Nice little checklist for them there as well. Anyway, back to our checklist. Then it's everything we're doing to get that property ready to go up for sale on the market. And then the listing goes active down here, hopefully four or five days later, depending. And then it's managing that listing, calling the sellers every week to update them on their showing activity, update them on their online views, things like that. So we're doing a customer service call until we get offers received down here, and then we negotiate it to contract. Once it goes to contract, we're going to go to the seller's closing checklist. And at the top of the seller closing checklist, again, a lot of client communication. We also mix a lot of marketing activities in, and I'll get to that in a minute, all the way to 5 days before closing down here, a bunch of tasks. It's really busy right before closing, day of closing, and then after closing, a lot of work and a lot of marketing we can do there, asking for referrals, asking for online reviews, doing follow-up customer service calls, trying to get client testimonials, sending out just listed, just sold mailers, a lot of social media posting, etc. cetera, et cetera. Then down at the bottom, we keep our key contract dates and deadlines and all of our dates and for contact information for all of our different inspectors as well too. And then of course, we have almost the exact same thing with the buyer closing checklist when we go from contract to close on the buyer side, very, very similar all the way down as the seller closing checklist. The reason I show you all these checklists is not to show off. The reason I show them to you is because what I want you to do is training according to those checklists. For an administrative assistant, they're very detail-oriented people. They're very steady. They don't have all the animation, and they're not as scatterbrained as real estate agents. They're not as social either. That's why they're good administrative assistants, right? So because of that, they typically like to learn things in an orderly fashion. In fact, most people do, and a lot of people just get thrown into the role, and it's like jumping into a hurricane, just saying, okay, just I'll show you things as they come along and try to keep up with me. And that's a very uncomfortable way to learn. It's a very inefficient way to learn. However, if we give them the checklist and say, okay, we need to teach you all of these things in order, then yes, you can teach them things as you're doing them and as they come up, but then they'll actually know what they're learning on the checklist, and they can see where it falls into sequence on the checklist, so they can start taking your next listing all the way from listing, pre-listing, all the way to contract, and contract all the way to close, and the next buyer's side deal from contract all the way to close too. They can actually learn, and once you know, we can start meeting with them on a weekly basis and ensuring that they are learning each of the tasks and duties on your checklist. And remember, the longer the checklist, you'll notice some of those are pretty long, the better your offer going to be, because it really breaks down the tasks and it makes it much more efficient for learning, right? Because then we can be very thorough to make sure they know every single little step that needs to be performed. And as they're handling multiple transactions at once, it becomes less likely that steps are going to get missed if we have a very detailed and thorough checklist all the way through from a training point of view. So that's why I like to go through that checklist with them and get that nailed down and kind of train through the checklist. So we're not just teaching them how to do stuff, we're teaching them how to do things in order of sequence, so they know when these things should occur and logically what comes next. So that because of that, because they learn that sequence, they learn the why we're doing things a lot more faster, which then enables them to get their arms around why everything's happening, which then again gets them to learn much more effectively and efficiently as well too. So that is more or less the checklist that we train off of. And let me show you how that fits into general training for an administrative assistant as well. Because in a nutshell, the administrative assistant is broken down, or the administrative assistant job description is kind of broken into four key areas here. At least your first administrative assistant should be. You know, once you get a little larger, start selling more, this might break up into multiple positions, but when you're an agent, you hire your first one, they're going to be wearing all these different hats at once. And that's a listing manager that goes from listing to contract. There's going to be a lot of pre-listing in there as well too. We showed you the pre-listing checklist. And then contract to close. That's the transaction coordinator, commonly called. They're going to work buyer and seller sides from contract to close. So these two right here are the checklist. And a lot of the marketing director, you'll notice in my checklist, there was a lot of marketing activity because we always want to do a lot of marketing during the process. And that's something solo agents they have a hard time doing because they get so busy. But there's a lot of opportunities to market our listings, market ourselves to our clients, get referrals. So we actually treat those as checklist items. So we make sure they get done, that we are asking for referrals, so that we are asking for online reviews, so that we are getting client testimonials, so that we are, you know, marketing our properties, just listed, just sold, open houses, sale pendings, whether it be flyers, emails to our own SOI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, videos about the property. All of those things we can really maximize if we have an administrative assistant. So a lot of the marketing director roles do fall into these two checklists that I went through with you. And then there's a lot of administrative management work as well too. You know, maintaining the team scoreboards, maintaining the databases, managing financial systems, profit and loss systems, et cetera, et cetera, doing recruiting, hiring, you know, training, holding all the agents accountable, things like that as well. So those are the four areas. And to me, you know, these are when you first hire someone, we got to get them on the checklist items absolutely first, because that's where we're going to save the most time. And that's what we want as an agent, we want to let go of quickly, because that's what's going to enable us to keep trying to get more business. So we're not in the business handling our existing business all the time. Then we'll start adding in more marketing activities into the checklist to ensure that we're actually generating business because we have an administrative assistant. And then we'll start adding a lot more of the administrative manager roles finally, once we've got, everything stabilized and the administrative assistant handling things from pre-listing all the way to closing. So that's kind of the order of attack. Just to kind of let you know here, we have all of our clients of our administrative coaches have free access to all of our online courses. And you can see we've got everything from real estate team coaching to buyer lead conversion to online prospecting to ISA training, sphere of influence training, DISC behavioral assessment, how to coach your agents, how to prospect every different way you could possibly prospect for business. And this goes on and on. I just kind of showing you the first page here. But when we get into the admin course, which I've just gotten into, you can see it breaks down, and we actually train agents on this. It actually breaks down, and we provide the admin course here, and it goes through and breaks down all the different job roles. Look at what we just went over: administrative assistant job description, the listing manager, transaction coordinator, marketing director, administrative manager, right? So if we move into the module on the administrative manager, we show what that administrative manager, get really detailed into all the tasks and duties that an administrative manager must do, because that's one of those four categories of the administrative assistant, right? Even getting into like sample weekly calendars, what those look like, active listing, how to take listing inventory pipelines, buyer inventory pipelines, how to create those. And we actually have a video that goes with it that they can kind of listen to. You'll hear me talking here in a little bit. I'll speed this up where I'm in here talking and kind of explaining a little bit more about how to establish the workflow and routine and everything in the administrative manager role as well too. And then we go into the listing manager. We get into that listing manager role. Here we go with our listing and pre-listing checklists that they can download that I just showed you earlier. Same thing with providing seller lead sheets. So when seller leads come in, here's what we're going to say to them over the phone, making sure that our listing agents are all doing that, ensuring that these lead sheets are then provided to the administrative assistant so we can update the lead in the CRM, customer relationship manager system. That you'll notice on the left-hand side, the transaction coordinator, we have a chapter on that, the marketing director. They all need to know how agents market to their sphere of influence well too. So we have an entire course for them on how to manage the agent databases for all the different agents on a real estate team or just the solo agent they represent as well too, how they do it, what those database contact plans should look like, how to set them up, how to manage it, who should be put in them, et cetera, how to run a team scoreboard. So we show what team scoreboard should look like. We provide them quite a few samples of team scoreboards as well, how to create the ultimate user experience to increase that customer service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that gives you kind of an overview of what it looks like. And I would definitely tell you, I strongly recommend that if you're hiring an administrative assistant, get them a coach, get them an administrative assistant coach. We have great ones here at Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting, some of the top. All my administrative assistant coaches are active. They do run some very, very high producing real estate teams. So they are very, very up to date. Some of the teams they run sell over 1,000 homes a year. And they've got multiple assistants working with them on their teams. But they all started as the first assistant. Every one of these guys did on their respective real estate team. And as the team grew, they needed more help, so they hired more people. I do recommend that. A little biased there, but at the same time, I know it's going to get them trained and it's efficient. You're only as good as your first administrative hire is. It's the most important hire you'll make. So really making sure they get trained well from the start is a really, really good idea. You can also have them go take our online course as well. The implementation is a little bit more difficult that way, but they can go through those online courses and pay a few $100 and go through the online courses themselves and download a lot of the materials and use those as well. You could take it with them even. That's another option for you. So anyway, I hope this helps. I hope this gives you an idea of roughly how to train administrative assistants. At least gives you a few of the nuts and bolts of it. If you did like this video and this was helpful for you, please like the video below by hitting the like button and subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching on YouTube. You can also leave some questions down in the comments. Any ideas, thoughts you have about this topic, we'd be happy to get back to you on it. You can check out Eisenhower Coaching and connect with us on both Facebook and Instagram. And best yet, you can go to therealestatetrainer.com. Therealestatetrainer.com and subscribe to us there. You get on our newsletter and get lots of free tools and scripts and best practices and tips and videos like this that hopefully help you in your real estate business as well too. But for now, like the video, subscribe to us, and we'll hopefully see you next time. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.